Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 95, episode 4 of Dare Daily Zeitgeist!
Yeah!
A production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say officially off the top, fuck Coke Industries, and also Fox News. It's Thursday, August 15th, 2019. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Out Jack Take House. No fools, just Zeit. That's courtesy of Crispy Meme Donut, and I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gregg!
He's got a weed pad hanging on each arm. He's got the bomb that works with gravity blazing. He's got his boner pills and garbage fast food. Takes on the zeitgeist for the good of the nation. Miles and Jack try to stop confusion. TDZ is the new solution.
Wow. Dude, I love that little sax sample. Anyway, sample. You know what? Someone hit the exacta today, too.
Oh, yeah?
Because that was also Christy Yamaguchi main, a.k.a. Crispy Meme Donut.
I had a feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, it's, yeah, I mean, people are just, the AKs are getting dialed in more and more. We may just have to do a record of AKs. Charity record, for sure.
I'll be the skit, the interstitials.
And you'll be the character Mad Podcaster?
Yes. Well, we are thrilled to be joined by the hilarious and talented podcast host, not a Mad Podcaster, just a great podcaster, Mr. Ben Bolin, a.k.a. my man, Ben Bolin.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Guys, I got a second date. This is my second time appearing on this Daily Zeitgeist.
And now you're here.
What's up, man?
And now we're in person.
I know a lot of people were fooled by the slick Photoshop job Anna did on the promo photos. And they're like, whoa.
I was fooled.
She's a magician, folks.
Yeah.
She's,
deep fakes.
Honestly, you guys, I was flummoxed. I was like, where the fuck was I that day?
Did I black out?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got to call my doctor. It happened again, Doc.
Speaking of deep fakes, did you see the deep fake where Bill Hader turns into Tom Cruise?
Yes. Yeah.
That's fucking... That is creepy, man.
I can't wait.
I guess that's the new level of celebrity and notoriety. We know we've popped when we are deep faked.
Yeah. For people who haven't seen it, it's Bill Hader doing impressions of Tom Cruise and who else?
Al Pacino.
And he turns into them when he does it. And it's kind of subtle.
And it's, because you're like, shape-shifting's real.
Right.
When you see that.
Yeah.
But if any listeners are really sick with the deep fakes, let us know. And then maybe I'll send you a clip and you can get me saying all kinds of stuff.
Mm.
But I'm already saying all kinds of wild shit on here. So good luck.
There's enough footage or enough audio of us saying just
anything,
everything that people could edit.
Well, we mentioned all kinds of problematic stuff.
Right.
Mm. Like racist groups that like sometimes we're like, you know what? Honestly, to me, Nazis are lit. Like, and I'd be like, wait, well, hold on. How do you...
Well, Ben, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we are going to tell our listeners, a couple of things we're talking about today. We have another good example of Trump's mailing habits. We're going to talk about how Facebook is fucking you, just yet another way. Add some texture to all the many ways they're fucking you. We're going to talk about Chernobyl 2.0. We have an update there. A lot of updates. We're going to talk about what the Democratic field is looking like on the latest polling and who might run for VP. And we're just going to check in with the Jeffrey Epstein story. All of that and plenty, plenty more on today's Daily Zeitgeist. But first, Ben, we like to ask our guests, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Oh, man. Okay, so my answers, I'm a little better prepared today.
All right.
My answers are going to be weirdly consistent. Quesadillas. I went really deep into this quesadilla thing. I am emotionally involved with it. I have like three feelings a year, and one of them right now is quesadillas. So if you looked at my search history, what you would see, despite various things we all Google all the time on both mobile or a laptop or whatever, I'm weirdly into quesadillas. Like I've formed online friendships with some people over the past 3 weeks, and it's all we fucking talk about.
Are you serious?
I am very serious.
Well, I mean, look, I'm not going to shade the quesadilla. I love a quesadilla.
Thank you, man.
What is it that you looked at and you, is it just the simplicity of it?
I think
melted
so.
Cheese?
And also, so as you guys know, I am based in Atlanta. I'm from Atlanta. And one of the things that I love about the city is a long time ago, I figured out the way to be most innocuous, the way to be like the most of the place you're in, is to just be casually eating something while you're walking around.
Mm.
And a quesadilla, like a small quesadilla.
Right.
I have a design.
Right.
Which I will not share right now. But
proprietary design.
Thank you. It's like a one-handed thing. I don't know. It ties into my... So like one of my big dreams has always been, you know how there's big political speeches and there are a bunch of people who have to awkwardly stand behind the person and occasionally like subtly nod without taking focus?
Yeah.
I want to be that guy. And halfway through, I either want to take out a pocket quesadilla and still like nod with gravitas.
Right.
And I have also put my invisible quesadilla down.
Great pantomime you're doing. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. I committed. I will also then in my search history have a lot of footage. This is literally me trying to find the right phrase for important person standing, people behind them.
Right.
Quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
Yeah. So nice. That's where I'm at.
What's the secret to a good quesadilla, in your opinion? Since you have such a strong opinion on quesadillas, I'm very curious.
I'm not an expert, but I have a strong opinion.
Yeah, well, I like that.
All right. So I think, well, there's the flour v. corn debate, right? And then...
Where do you fall?
I got to tell you, I'm going flour, and I feel terrible.
Well, yeah, you know, you have to. I honestly think a quesadilla, it has to be flour.
Yeah.
If it's like a mulita or something, which is a little bit closer, then it has to be corn.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like for the way I was introduced to quesadillas, which is through like gringo Mexican food.
Right.
And I don't know if are they making quesadillas with corn tortillas in Mexico? Is that the deal? Are there people who are like, yo, it has to be corn? Because I've never seen a quesadilla with corn tortilla.
I made a few. I've been doing some experiments, and the results are in, guys.
Yeah,
results are in.
Flour is better.
Flour. Okay, great.
It's flour for a reason.
Yeah, so vegans, I'm interested. I'm going to try a vegan quesadilla next week. I've got some. Yeah, I know. We'll see.
I like that you've given yourself enough of a runway to build up to that.
Thank you. Yeah, it is not a decision I made lightly.
Yes, you've had this on the calendar since late February. Mm. Yeah, try vegan quesadilla.
Yeah, yeah.
August. What is something you think is overrated?
You know what? In our previous episode, I said that I felt talking on the phone was largely overrated.
Okay.
Thank you guys for supporting that. Shout out to my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? And I think you guys made a really good point about taking road trips and using that as an opportunity to catch up on phone calls. Yeah. Right now, I have to say, I think networking is overrated. But if I'm being honest, is probably just because I'm very bad at it.
Right.
You know,
small talking, like getting to just meet new people. Is that what you mean by networking?
Guys, Jack, I will small talk all day.
Yeah.
I love strangers. I never learned that lesson from childhood.
Right.
But when I have to speak with people in like a 3-minute window.
Right.
And we have to convey like our journalistic W's, right? It's weird.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
Yeah, that's a very special skill. I'm also not good at that. And it's funny because we are at a convention right now.
Right, we're at a networking convention.
Yeah.
Pull back the curtain.
We pulled back the curtain yesterday because, look, we're recording live in a hotel room right now, okay? The curtain is back.
With a great view of the pool.
Great view of the pool and lazy river, and we'll just leave it at that.
Water slide.
But, yeah, there were moments I forgot. You know, we were seeing Anna at her panel, and then I'm walking around the floor, and then like someone like just randomly came up and was like, "Hey, how you doing? I'm blah blah blah." And I was like, "What the fuck, dude?"
Yeah.
And I forgot. I'm like, "Right, this is a networking environment." In my mind, I was like, "Well, we have to do on these panels and other stuff, and we have to record the show." And I was caught off guard a little bit, but then I realized, you know what? Now it's time to give back.
Right.
And by give back, I mean just treat the person like a human who asked me a question rather than be like, "What?
Are you weird or something, dude?
Dude, what do you want, dude? What the fuck are you selling?" Nothing. I'm this guy. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm from the city and I'm very cynical.
Without disclosing specifics, I was walking by earlier today through this big people area, hangout area, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I did hear someone mid small talk or mid networking say, "So, what's your thing?" That's a weird way to phrase it.
Yeah.
It's like, "Hey, what's this? What's your whole thing about?"
So you know? if I said that to somebody in the course of a conversation, I would like spend many nights like cringing, thinking back about having said that. But I bet that person was just like,
"Yeah, but that's part of networking," and that's why get to why you say it's like you don't like it because you're bad at it. But like when you have an opportunity, especially to be around a bunch of people, because like if you're isolated in some other city that doesn't have a robust like media industry,
true,
yeah,
like precisely coming to a convention or conference of people in that, like you're gonna be like, you need to pick
hungry
as many
for
brains.
Those connects.
So if you see me out there, please feel free to prick my brain, my brain.
Yes,
and for a few extra dollars, you can prick my brain. But let's just all meet up, and I'll give you the little advice I have.
Yeah,
which is probably only on like fast food.
Definitely feel free to approach Miles.
So many people are good at it, though. Yes. I do want to say I am in awe.
Yeah, when you see someone who's like just can small talk the fuck out of a room,
they remember every face and every name, and they're like, "How's your Pomeranian Yankee doing?"
Right.
You know, I'm baffled by them, but I don't trust them.
Yeah, well, people in sales, right? They're like, they're just a few clicks away from being a murderer.
There's a Jedi thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, and if it was evil, they'd be like, "Oh, yeah, I stalk people."
Yeah.
But they're like, "No, I love money first. So I learn these details about people. I close deals."
What is something you think is underrated besides quesadillas?
Thank you. Yeah, you see where that was going. Thank you. Yes. You know what? I am going to say that I think, God, other than quesadillas, Jack.
What else?
You know what? I know, right? Let me look through my notes, like open mic stand up. You know what? I got to say, I think that.
You can also say quesadillas.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah.
Don't give them an out. He's got a brain on him.
Oh, thanks, Miles. I think that I've switched sides. I was very, very anti minivan for a long time. As you guys know, I used to host a car show, and I just hated minivans. They were mm-hmm. like professionally in the way on the road. But I sat in one recently, and my God.
Yeah.
The game's changed.
Hashtag
ad. Which one went? Chrysler Pacifica?
Which one did I hate?
No, which one were you in?
Oh, I was in a
town and country.
You got it. Get out of my head.
Who makes that?
Chrysler.
Yeah. Oh, and I was like, there's so many cup holders in this weird rolling studio apartment.
Yeah. My buddy has one too, who he has a young family.
Right.
And he was like, yo, dude, how do you get a van? And I'm like, but he's like, but it's tight, dude. Right. It's fucking sick. It's a sick ass van.
It's like the Batmobile.
I was like, all right, whatever. All the different and things. Then he lives out of state, but he drove the van with his family somewhere. And I was like, let me check out this van.
Yeah.
It's fucking nice.
Yeah. It's weird.
A baller car. I got to say, because like if you have no family, mm-hmm. I think that's a really beautiful way for you to pull up with the homies.
Like the cool kids in a lot of high schools.
Yeah.
They had some old van.
Oh, yeah. They smoked weed in.
Right. And they're like, well, is airbrush van guy going to graduate? Probably not. But we're going to have a great time along the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Shout out to the van drivers at my school, Kyle White, who had an old like Econoline van. You smoke weed out of there. Also my friend Ty, he had a Ford Windstar. We used to absolutely do all kinds of illegal stuff inside of. I really like a Ford Windstar though.
Mm.
Really miss that one.
Yeah. My older sister's boyfriend used to drive around in a white minivan with lights underneath it.
Oh wow.
With the fucking underglow?
Yeah.
What was it like at the top, man?
Yo,
wait.
just
your
just
sister, the one
Dayton,
I met.
Yeah.
She was dating a guy with a fucking underglow kit on his minivan.
Yes.
Did it have rims? It had to have had rims.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
wow.
What kind of van was it? Like an Astro?
I forget.
Sound system?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh yeah, dude.
He ended up
becoming president,
getting in a shootout with the police.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah. In the van?
I don't know, actually. I think he stole a car.
Yeah, I don't care about his life. What happened to the van, dude? Where's the fucking van? Is that for sale?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what kind of mileage it had?
Ben, what is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
I think it's false to... Okay, again, not quesadillas. I'll let it go, guys. I think it is false that people are unapproachable, and we are often taught, especially in a place that like deifies celebrity or VIPs or capital I, capital P, important people. Mm-hmm. I think that we are taught that these are somehow not people. Like everybody you have ever met or ever will meet.
A human from Earth.
right, allegedly.
Unless you grew up like a billionaire.
Right.
And I can argue you might be from a different dimension.
Yeah, and it's strange because I've had conversations with people who are apparently big deals, and I didn't recognize them. And there's like some guy at the airport, he's on the phone with his wife, he's like bitching about how he feels bad and he's going to fix up the deck. And then he talks to me like briefly about like, he's like, oh, hey, women, you know what I mean? Right. Yeah, and I'm like, all right, fine. And then that guy's Cheech Marin. And
oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And he was really nice.
Yeah.
And I think it was because we didn't like, there's no deification. I know you guys move in some pretty big circles.
Oh, right? You know what's funny, dude?
Yeah.
I went to school with Cheech's nephew.
Yeah.
What?
And dude, he's a chill dude.
And what they have the sickest deck.
Yeah,
dude, check out Tres Papalote, his mezcal brand. Pretty fucking killer.
What kind of van does he have?
No van at all. But his son is like a drum and bass DJ. It's kind of a funny, the family's very interesting. I think the approach thing is something too. Like I got over that very quickly when I was doing like at my old job, a lot of video work with celebrities where in my mind I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm gonna have to like direct this or like, have to explain a thing, and people are like, you know, this person could be really mean. In your mind, you feel like you're gonna go up and be like, hi, so and so. So this is what we're thinking. And the worst case scenario in your mind is like, get the fuck away from me.
Right.
But you realize too that you have to recognize everyone's sort of baseline humanity. Mm-hmm. And everyone, is approachable. And everyone's a nice, well, most people are nice.
Well, I think as long as like you allow people to exist. Like we're always also surrounded by a bunch of things that attempt to make us feel obligated to do a thing, right?
Yeah, right.
And the fact of the matter is there are very few situations wherein you are actually obligated to do a thing. So I don't think like picture anybody, let's do some foreshadowing. Let's picture someone who's both famous and shitty. Donald Trump would be right. A great example. Even that guy cannot obligate you to do stuff, right? And I'm not going to be glad-handing and call him Donnie or something.
Right.
But if I use the restroom, the guy's there, along with the other Secret Service people, right. I imagine.
They all pee at the same time, actually.
I know. It's like synchronized swimming.
It's weird, yeah.
It's like the main skill, right?
It's like, you don't go unless I go.
I still think, you know, they're just people and have the same hardwired physiological, constraints. You know, like Dunbar's number and stuff.
Wait, what's Dunbar's number? Is that the number of people that you can remember the face of?
That you can actually know.
No.
That right. are not like, in the numbers around 150 or something.
Right, yeah.
So I think about that a lot because if you're listening now, how many Twitter friends do you have? Right. How many Facebook friends, Instagram right. folks?
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of presidents, Secret Service, and peeing... there's a story about Lyndon Johnson. Once he was in a meeting hall and just asked one of his Secret Service, he was having a conversation with someone that I guess he didn't want to cut off. So he asked one of his Secret Service agents to move in front of him and pissed on the Secret Service agent while having a conversation with
That's true.
The person while continuing to have the conversation. He just pissed on the Secret Service agent.
On his leg.
LBJ and this other person are standing. Ooh. Another person creates a sandwich. And the guy just had
it's like
his
a
butt
circle situation.
Yeah, it was basically he was like, "Hey, be the tree that I take a piss on right now, so that I can keep talking to this person."
And was he like looking at, like
yeah,
over the
I
guy?
Think
like,
so. Yeah, so yeah. Well, he was also tall, so he was probably
just
looking
over his head.
And all he said by way of explanation was, "It's my prerogative, son."
Yeah,
and that's what the Bobby Brown song is based
it's
on.
It's my prerogative.
Is that? Oh, okay.
My dad shot the album cover for that.
That makes sense.
The one where his back is to the camera.
Yeah, the black and white one, and he's wearing like leather chaps, pants. Basically mm-hmm. on his arms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What
a time to be alive.
Oh yeah.
My wife and I actually recreated that picture for our wedding.
Is that a true story?
No.
They did. It was the Rolling Stone Janet Jackson cover.
Right. Exactly.
With the hands over the breasts.
With my head
Jack.
Poking around.
That's Jack, and she's holding your chest.
That would be great. All right. Quick follow up from yesterday because we talked about the fact that our president, Donald Trump, sent Justin Trudeau something he tore out of. A magazine and like scribbled on it with a Sharpie. DJ B-Rad on Twitter pointed out this story that he says is his favorite example of Trump doing this. This is from Graydon Carter, who recently retired as the editor of Vanity Fair and started this magazine, Spy Magazine, that was the first place to make fun of Trump's hands. And Graydon Carter said, "To this day, I receive the occasional envelope from Trump. There is always a photo of him, generally a tear sheet from a magazine. On all of them, he has circled his hand in gold Sharpie in a valiant effort to highlight the length of his fingers." It's just...
Bless you.
God.
What? So transparently insecure. But, it's such an easy way to troll him, too. Yeah. Like, knowing that.
Yeah.
It's like, I would just send back Photoshopped things of him with, like, like little baby doll hands.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know. This is actually the undoctored photo I got, Donald.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like, I feel like that would just get so under his skin, which
Dude,
is so
get,
fun to troll
add
this
some
guy.
Layers, too. Yeah. I'd be like, send something with Photoshop tiny hands and then say, "Hey, we worked on making the hands just a little bit bigger than normal."
Right, yeah. To make you feel,
you know?
Yeah.
A little bit bigger, right?
And then have like Obama in a video with his hands slightly made even larger. And yeah,
what
murder him.
What did he write to Trudeau? Because I read the story.
First was a thing from, I think it was Bloomberg News or like one of those business magazines. And on the cover, it's Trudeau and it says the anti-Trump. So he circles that and he goes, "I hope not." Like, and sent that, and the ambassador thought it was a prank.
Right.
And then he did another thing talking about trade deficits that was completely just cherry-picking data to just say there was a deficit in one area, like in goods, but if you added trade and services, there was a surplus on the U.S. side.
Oh, boy.
So Then Trudeau sent back the real thing, and it was just sort of very polite. But yeah, you know, he likes to use what we call caveman Twitter.
Right.
Where it's like, I rip out sheet and then mail that to you.
Right. It's weird, though, because, you know, like, I'm not saying that I have not also wasted a morning or an afternoon.
Right.
But I do not have, I'm going to confess this and just confirm the rumors are true. I do not have access to nuclear weapons.
Right.
And I feel like when you're prioritizing your life based on shit like that.
Right.
It's amazing. It's unprecedented.
Yeah. Da-da-da-da-da.
It's terrifying. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
And we're back. There's probably some weird noises coming in. We have a setup on like a weird mic setup on a tiny coffee table. And you might hear thunder in the background.
Holy shit, now it's raining.
Seasons. It storms, apparently, according to people who live in Orlando. This time of year, it storms between somewhere between like 3-ish or to 6-ish, like clockwork.
Great.
Oh, okay.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I love weather, just being in LA, where it's the two seasons are hot and not that hot.
Yeah.
So.
It freaks me out. I gotta be honest with you guys.
LA?
Whenever I'm in LA, like the weather is always...
It's weird because time just stretches on. I hadn't realized how much I counted on seasons to like break down when like a year had passed,
year is, right?
But
right.
Like just like subtly in the back of my mind, but it's just one long expanse of sameness.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's talk about Facebook.
Wow. Yeah, let's pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Narc Fucker Turd is still up to his same bullshit because
we have a new high point in Mark Zuckerberg nicknames.
Used to be Narc Zuckerberg. Now I like Narc Fucker Turd.
Yeah, I like it.
This news came out that apparently there were human beings transcribing people's audio messages from FB Messenger. Mm. And this is from this article, I think, in the Wall Street Journal. It says, Facebook Incorporated has been paying hundreds of outside contractors to transcribe clips of audio from users of its services. The work has rattled the contract employees who were not told where the audio was recorded or how it was obtained, only to transcribe it. Then they're hearing Facebook users' conversations, sometimes with vulgar content, but do not know why Facebook needs them transcribed. Their explanation is like, we're just checking if the AI is actually like holding up to like when a human being is actually like listening to it. That's why the whole thing, you know, that's what it is.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Why not?
So when they were asked about it, they did confirm that they were doing it, but they said it will no longer do so. And they said, this is weird. This is where they like snitch on other companies. They say, much like Apple and Google, we paused review of audio more than a week ago. And then they said the people who like had their shit transcribed were those who opted to have their voice chats transcribed, but that didn't protect people who maybe the other party in a conversation may not have opted into it. It didn't matter,
right?
Because that person had opted in.
You just got to know not to talk to those people.
Also, like, fucking stop using Facebook Messenger.
Yeah. Also, I wonder how that works because legislation always lags behind technology, right?
Yeah.
So in some states, it's just like a one party consent thing, right?
Right.
Right.
And, also, I gotta say, I wonder all the time how much Facebook's PR spent on the idea to just refer to the guy as Mark. Like, whenever you read a public release, it's like he has no last name, and I don't think your share status yet, bro.
Right.
It's weird. It's insidious. Also, you know, Facebook's coming out with a currency or attempting to.
Yeah.
Right. I saw that.
Yeah.
So that could be bad, right? Explain why.
Thanks, Jack. I'll give it a swing. First, could you help me out with that nickname again?
Well, for this let's call him Narc Buckerbergs.
Yeah.
Because
he's making the bucks.
Hey, Bucker.
Hey. All right. So the snitchery continues, I think, in that Facebook is releasing various beating around the bush statements. They want to create something called Libra, Libra.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be a partnership with other companies such as like Uber, I think maybe one. And the idea is it's virtual currency that is, you know, I don't know. Look, I didn't write to them, but why would you not call them Facebooks? Like that's the easiest lift, right?
Yeah, because you, to make it sound super innocuous, you want to give it a name like a foreign international assassin.
Right.
Libra.
James Bond, right?
Yeah.
So this is already raising a lot of concerns, primarily because there is a possibility that this would enable a private entity to function as a central bank.
Right.
Which is a big no-no. As you guys know, currency moves a lot of things, right? Like from the fall of Libya to deciding whether or not to tip your Lyft driver.
Yeah, the song Cash Rules Everything Around Me.
Green. Yes,
thank you.
Get the money.
Wu-Tang.
I mean, people have been saying, just almost as a thought exercise, like comparing Google and Facebook to countries, both in terms of population and wealth and power. But this like almost formalizes it a little bit. It's you don't need those other forms of currency.
They did something earlier a few years back. I want to say 2009, 2010, with a concept called Facebook Credits. Way less cool name, Bond villain-wise, but that got pulled pretty quickly. The question is not whether it will happen, because I think it will be a real thing.
Yeah.
The question is whether it will happen in a sustainable way, whether it will continue, will it gain steam? It's kind of like a centralized Bitcoin. Without getting too into the weeds, I would say if you want the people who are transcribing your 3 a.m. you up nice ass messages, then if you want those people to also have their hand in your wallet another
right,
way.
Exactly.
They go ahead and sign up.
They're like, hey, you sure you want to leave the bank? Because let me just play this message back for you. It was just, I want to fuck really bad, you know, just call me back. It's like, yeah, we transcribed that.
Yeah, we also have the message after that where you're weeping.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what we've come to call here on the Daily Zeitgeist, Chernobyl 2.0.
Chernobyl 2, Electric Boogaloo, yeah.
Yes.
It's, again, one of these things slowly developing, because when we first heard it, we're like, okay, what we know is that it was, people suspect it was a failed missile test. The one that Putin was like flexing on everyone is like, it can get fucking anywhere in the world. No one is fucking safe. It'll outmaneuver every anti-missile defense system. Right.
The Satan missile.
Yeah, so-called. Skyfall or whatever. Yeah. Kind of a sick name, to be honest.
Again, a Bond name, though. People are just going out of their way to come up with sick names for shit.
Yeah.
They're like, we're not going to like be boring anymore. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. I got to say, I appreciate the shit out of it.
I feel like there was like a turning point because Microsoft is the most non-threatening. It's tiny and soft.
Yeah.
Don't mind us, we're tiny and soft. And then they, you know, Apple is a pretty innocuous item, but now people are just like,
yeah, welcome
Operation
to the
death from above.
Unveiling a flaccid dicks Windows XP.
Like, brought to you Microsoft. By Octopus Hand.
So with this one, there's starting to be a little more information coming out. First, that a lot of the radiation levels that they were checking in the area had spiked up to 16 times the normal level.
That's not good.
And they're still kind of like, you know. But the thing is, the Russian take on it is like very much like what we saw in Chernobyl, where it's like, there was an incident.
Right.
And it's all contained. But then people are like, then why did you shut down part of the sea where this happened?
Mm.
Why are people tracking one of your like nuclear cleanup boats going that way?
Right.
And the town nearby, a city of like 180,000 people, they were saying there were evacuation orders.
Right.
And people were like, whoa, what the fuck is going on with this? But then there were conflicting reports that said, actually, it's canceled. Everything is very chill. And they were only asked to leave because there were going to be some military exercise nearby. But those were actually canceled. So it's all very chill at the moment.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure exactly how many people have left or have not left. But what's interesting is like there are a lot of people very vocal about the fact that they're like, why aren't you saying anything about this? Like, if it's not bad, then give us the whole extent of how bad it isn't,
Right.
You know, rather than just being so, you know, mitigating, like mitigating everything.
Opaque.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're really, really like just concerned because they've seen what has happened in the past. And it's important to note how little coverage it's getting on Russian state TV, too.
Yeah.
People who like sort of analyze the media there, they said that Russia 24, which is their like nonstop news channel, they mentioned the incident 10 hours after the first statement that where they vaguely said, oh, is something to do with a new propulsion system.
Mm.
And people were like, but it's all fine. 10 hours after that, then 5 hours later, another national TV channel only did a 30-second segment on it.
What?
Yes.
How? What do you say in 30 seconds? Oh, like, everything's chill.
Right.
Yeah. And for
and
those
now
of you
reporting from this town where everything's chill.
For those of you worried about the incident in that really far off place, worry not. Everything has been declared V-chill. Moving on. And then 5 hours later, another channel only did a 36-second mention of it. So in the first fucking, 15 hours of like the statement coming out of the government, the news was like, chill, and if we do, it's 36 seconds.
Now here's some footage of Vladimir Putin scoring hockey goals on professional goalies.
And now that pigeon that saluted Putin
exactly
for 5 hours on a loop.
Shit. So we still don't know anything.
Yeah, but the thing is, it does really smack of Chernobyl in the sense that you're talking about an overly ambitious government project, and they seem to be cutting corners in their development process to bring like their new war toy to market as soon as possible.
Check.
Because a lot of analysts who like work in these kind of propulsion systems are like, they were like very surprised that the Russians were even testing it yet.
Right.
They're like, this is such a it's going to take a while to really dial in out of a nuclear reactor on a missile to fuel it and keeping that stable while being able to do all this other shit. They're just basically saying like, I don't know, that seemed a little too quick for them to just start testing it.
And the FSR went YOLO.
YOLO. And then again, you have the scientists who were behind it. Those are like the first five casualties
who
were like, I think, blown out into the water or something. Like, there was something. Wow. It seems like their death was much more violent than
if they hadn't died, though. Think about how fun it would have been when they were blown out into the water.
Kind of like it's an impromptu water park.
Yeah, exactly. To get an idea of Russia's general ethos when it comes to technological advances, just read up on like what the space race was like for them. They were just like basically like firing people in the general direction of the moon and like hoping they got there. You just like, there's like all this audio that has leaked out since then of like people just dying horribly, like as they like, you know, just the rocket explodes, the rocket like heats up and like they just bake inside of it.
God.
Like some people like crashed into Siberia and then were like had to fight off wolves for like days.
And didn't some Italian ham radio operators like hear some of this stuff?
Yeah.
So Yuri Gagarin, I believe, I'm butchering the Russian, is the first guy to have made it back publicly, which is weird. Yeah. I always think about that because that's a hell of an asterisk to put on the end of it.
Right.
It's like, I'm the first man in space. Bing! Who made it back?
Who made it back?
Yeah.
Who didn't melt?
Right.
Yeah, but they will just blow their finest scientific minds on a very important project or in a project that's important to their dear leader. Well, speaking of Russia, let's talk briefly. Let's get a couple updates about Jeffrey Epstein. I feel like people, and you know, this is a constant refrain for me, but I think people were misquoting Joe Scarborough. in the aftermath of this suicide, air quotes, he was like, this really smacks of Russia. And people were like, he thinks Russia did it? And it's like, no, this is just how things happen in Russia.
Right.
A guy who knows stuff is in prison and then suddenly he's dead. And that's just it.
Oh, man, he had this wild allergic reaction.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
I don't know what it was. Maybe the food.
Yeah.
Anyways, leave Joe Scarborough alone.
Right, exactly. I don't know. He fell in a bunch of these weird umbrellas that had poison on them.
Yeah. I can't believe he wanted to kill himself so much that he shot himself twice in the back of the head and then put himself in a duffel bag.
Yeah, like, and then jumped in a tub of acid.
Right. Like, you know, he had his mindset on.
He had one heck of a Rube Goldberg machine set up to make that work.
It's true.
What have we learned since we first brought up this story a few days back? The Daily Mail found Ghislaine Maxwell. The one thing we haven't learned is how to pronounce that name.
Well, we did pull up like a French pronunciation video and it was like Ghislaine.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Well, we call her Ghislaine.
Ghislaine. She's been staying inside a mansion in Boston with her tech millionaire boyfriend. And since this story kind of broke open wide, she hasn't left their house.
Good.
Her boyfriend is walking the dog and doing the food shopping.
Do not fucking let her leave the fucking country either. I mean, I hope they
true.
This, if they're really serious about tying up these loose ends, haul everyone's ass in. But, we can trust AG Barr to do that.
Isn't it so weird, though, when you're at that level and you have to have this sort of, this very acted out surface level conversation, like, oh no, do you think they might be a flight risk? Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. This woman who's everyone's now being like, oh yeah, this was like one of Jeffrey Epstein's right hand people, like recruiters and groomers.
Right.
Yeah.
And then she's hiding out while her husband goes and does the shopping.
Also going to a non extradition country.
Yeah.
Very distressingly, alarmingly easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we can fucking do that.
Right.
What are they going to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another update from Ghislaine Maxwell is that she apparently told people that Epstein had the entire island wired for video, presumably for blackmail. That was something that he had mentioned to one of the children that he was raping. He said that he asked them to like report back to him on famous and powerful people, the details of the sex they had with powerful people so that he could put them in their pocket. But there's also been some whispers that he had different places wired for video. And this is just another report that seems to point in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
There's a New York Times reporter who spoke to him on background a couple years ago because there was a rumor he was trying to substantiate that Epstein was advising Elon Musk around the time of a lot of Elon Musk's questionable behavior, and this apparently he was.
This is true?
Yeah, he was advising him on a couple things around the time that Elon Musk like broke all those laws when he was like, we're going to go private and I'm going to buy back all the stock or whatever. So,
oh, when he did that 420 joke?
I believe so, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that sounded like a wild series of days, right?
Right.
Yeah. Wasn't, who was it? Was it Azalea Banks?
Yeah.
Azalea Banks.
Yeah, was in the house like alone.
Grimes, yeah. But this New York Times reporter spoke to him on background, meaning like off the record, sure. But because he's dead now, the reporter felt like they could tell the story. And the story he got was just he spent a day with Epstein, and a couple of the like highlights were that he said the prosecution of sex with teenage girls is a historic aberration, and he thinks that it's insane. But he also, once again, bragged he had dirt on a bunch of very powerful and very rich people, including drug use, which is a new wrinkle. I mean, I assumed there was probably drug use, but...
Yeah, it's like the combo meal. You
right,
know what I
exactly.
mean? Like yeah. one crime is the burger, the other crime is those would be the
yeah,
fries.
Everybody has a vice, and it was his whole jam to figure out what your vice was, get you on camera doing it, and then ask if you would sign over your legal guardianship to him.
Or your Manhattan residence, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Shout out, Wexler.
There's a Billy Wayne Davis texted me a video on YouTube just now of like all this drone footage of the island.
Pedophile?
Yeah. So like, it's like, but it's while the FBI is there. So some guy, I think, just flew his drone from a nearby island to get to just see it. And you see all the FBI guys, like they're like blacking out the windows and stuff.
Right.
I've also been very curious, like what's even there that is usable at this point?
What's up with that temple looking thing, you know? Yeah,
right.
A sex temple?
Not to profile.
Right.
But
let's be fair to him.
Sure.
He was very devout. I don't know what even God he would even pray to. But yeah. The other thing too, now it's just gossip. So let's just give that, let's put that caveat in front of it, is that there was a photo that came out recently of Naomi Campbell. I think she was having a party where you see Ghislaine Maxwell and Virginia Giuffre, the accuser, who was like at the time his sex slave, who was 17 at the time of this photo, being like led on into this party. And people were like speculating, it's like that she might actually have a lot to add to this because she does have connections to Jeffrey Epstein. But, you know, I think everyone is trying to find like who knows enough to really sort of create accountability for a lot of these people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of people on the internet and the gossip side are like, will Naomi Campbell say something? Will she step up?
The fashion industry seems to be deeply implicated in all of this. Because the, you know, heads of modeling agencies were where he got a lot of access to young women.
I mean, that's why the three of us didn't go into modeling.
Yeah, exactly.
I was too ugly.
Yeah.
Oh,
at the time they're like, "Ooh, we're looking for something a little more blue-eyed." They wanted a brown kid with blue eyes, and
I was like,
"That doesn't exist, miss. You're gonna have to do with me." I want to be in this snack pack commercial.
I once did a waiting job at a party for Manolo Blahnik, and all the waiters were male models, and like my friend got me into it, and just was like, yeah, he's a model too. And the guy who like ran the show like just knew I wasn't like immediately. He was just like, he could like look at me and tell like I didn't have the bone structure.
What did he do?
He was just like, where do you model? Like just asking me all this shit. And
what agency
like,
you with?
Yeah.
Wilhelmina. What
is like? Huh? Is that how your hair usually is during? Like just.
Oh wow!
It's like, are you preparing for a role?
Right.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of modeling in Eastern Europe?
Right.
So you're like a hand model, or
right. All right, guys. Sorry.
So you build a lot of model trains?
Seriously, though, honestly, it's incredibly strange. There's so many other strings, right? Other rabbit holes and breadcrumb trails, and I don't know what's going to happen, you know?
It's weird. Matt Crisman on Chapo Trap House has, like, gone off the rails. He's like, I think Jeffrey Epstein wasn't a real guy.
Wow. Oh,
he was a cipher that they used to transfer money through. I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, but I can see how that would happen. Like, you just read nonstop.
Sure.
Get wow. Epstein brain.
And you get the circular thoughts, and eventually you're like, right. You're like, you know, Epstein, every person sees things eternally.
Right.
In neutral. Think that about is, it.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like tons of hashtags that are like, too blessed to be stressed. Blessed. And also people who do a lot of acronyming. Great, great sign.
Oh, yeah.
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 All right, we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
And we're back. And Miles, I personally don't give a shit about spoilers.
I don't either.
They kind of help me enjoy the movie a little bit.
Actually, same.
The first time, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, is the first movie that I'm really, really glad I didn't have spoiled for me. So thank you, sir.
Oh, okay.
Miles, because you had seen it like a week before me.
I just don't talk about anything movie wise sometimes. Yeah, so really. I'm not like ever been like, oh, I'm not going to say anything for other people. I'm just like,
that, yeah.
Look, I got a lot going. I got a lot of tables, man.
Usually,
Janine Garofalo famously said in The Cable Guy.
Yeah. Usually, I don't care because movies stress me out.
Right. Well, you
because
like
because I want to know what
exactly.
Happens.
You're the same with sports too.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
I fucking can't. I need it like the fucking thrill of watching sports for sure is to like live and die by that scoreboard and to know, because you know, obviously the downside is the lows could be just soul crushing, but the highs, like when you don't know the outcome and it actually becomes like legendary, you need those. Yes. You need those.
That's when you were cool with strangers, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden being like in the space, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a big win. Yeah. And you're both like, oh.
And you're jumping up and down. Right. And your high-fiving.
Brain is just flooded with chemicals.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, but I guess with TV shows and stuff, not as bad. I think the only time would be like a finale, maybe. I don't want to know. But aside from that, like if someone, you know, like I knew the Sixth Sense ending before I saw it.
Oh,
and
really?
I wasn't pissed.
Oh, humble brag, huh?
Well, no, someone said it. And someone was like,
you got friends who've seen the Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Humble brag.
Oh, like you saw the Sixth Sense a month later. Out of us. No, it's just like one of those things where like people, you know, at the time that was considered like the, oh my God, the Sixth Sense. And someone was like, yeah, he's like fucking dead at the end. And I was like, huh? Okay. And then I saw it and I was still like, oh, right. But to me, the journey wasn't so much that twist. Like, it was everything else around it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I mean, both that and Usual Suspects are rewatchable movies. Even though they're big twisty twists at the end. But anyway.
Huge Kevin Spacey fans over here.
Yes.
yes. AI, maybe the select. Allen Iverson, the answer, may be the answer as well. Wow, that's poetic. Wow. That AI could be the answer to creating a spoiler-free internet. Now, there are researchers at the university, UC San Diego, who have been working on like some kind of AI algorithm to try and basically detect spoilers and censor them so people can like just fearlessly go into an article and make sure like anything that could be a spoiler would be redacted. Ooh. However, it's a lot fucking harder than they realized. So they call it SpoilerNet. To train SpoilerNet, the team went looking for large data sets of sentences containing spoilers. Spoiler alert, they found none. So they created their own by collecting more than 1.3 million book reviews annotated with spoiler tags by book reviewers. The tags encompass sentences that include spoilers and hide them behind a, quote, view spoiler link in the text. The reviews were collected from Goodreads, blah, blah, blah. So they really found at first there wasn't really an effective way to actually do this, because there's still a lot of issues, especially with like semantic nuances.
Yeah.
So they said, in addition, the same word may have different semantic meanings in different contexts. For example, green is just a color in one book review, but it can be the name of an important character and a signal for spoilers in another book. Identifying and understanding these differences is challenging. So they're sort of saying like, we have something imperfect,
right?
But it almost seems that even then, the bigger picture here is that it's like, yeah, it might be very hard to do this. Or you're going to have to feed this thing a lot more data before it can start picking out stuff like that.
For sure.
So the conclusion of their scientific study is like, science is hard?
Science is hard.
Shit is tough, guys.
Dude, this shit's tough, dude. Honestly, like, come on, man. Don't bust my balls about this, dude. It was a good idea when we thought about it. High on cocaine.
Yeah, thanks for coming to my TED Talk. Jeez, yeah, what do you guys my want? There's free snacks outside.
Yeah, but they did run it on a few single sentence reviews about TV shows, and it was able to detect spoilers at a 74% to 80%. So it's not like
that's not bad.
Perfect.
Yeah,
but it is getting better and better. But yeah, I think that's where they're really realizing it's like, okay, we've got to train this shit.
I mean, that's pretty good. I only read sentence long reviews.
Well, right,
because like 70% to 80%.
The reason was that they were trying to also
Rotten Tomatoes
have applications for it on Twitter,
right?
So that way you can like if you're doing it through the browser, it could be like a browser plugin that could just be running as you.
Because a spoiler can sneak up on you. On
Twitter. You're going through your timeline, you know?
Yeah.
In between quesadilla picks.
Hey, man.
Spoiler alert might come up. Mm. Hey, when you're in LA, dude, I'll take you to a quesadilla spot. You'll cry.
No shit, really?
It's just so loaded. Bad. It's loaded of seed.
So
it's
gross.
So bad, dude. You're gonna get fucking listeria, dude.
Cool.
You know, that's
the way I want to go out. No spoilers, guys.
No, there are some
really?
Like next level. Clog your whole soul.
Let's do
style
it.
Quesadillas.
But also, just personally, do you want an AI 98%+ spoiler filter bot?
AI, I feel like it's only improved my life in the ways I don't know about, where it's happening and like medical, whatever. I'm like, great.
It helps.
I'm not
screening.
One who's like, fuck, I need an AI solution to like my human problem, like of my day to day life.
I think there are probably ways that it's already helping with like navigation apps.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Shit like that.
Yeah, that shit I'm like fine with. But yeah. I've never been like, these spoilers. Why can't there be AI?
There's God will be a better
because
way.
Because you're not Yoda.
Well, because the whole thing is, God forbid, you don't fucking look at your phone for a few hours right. or just stay the fuck off Twitter or Facebook where the spoilers sure. normally reside. And I think that speaks more to people's inability to get the, log the fuck off.
Right. It's also kind of this kind of foisting responsibility onto everyone who is not me.
Yeah.
To say, like, I haven't seen... whatever. Like, I haven't seen the last episode of Lost.
Right.
So the billions of the rest of you shut the fuck up until Thursday.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
weird. It's a
oh,
weird
really?
Expectation.
Oh, just like that? For you?
Right.
Well,
right.
guess what, motherfucker? They were dead the whole time.
Right. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah. or.
Okay, sorry. I picked a terrible example for that. But you guys see what I'm saying.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah.
But, people who like read a lot about a movie or a show and then are mad when it gets spoiled for them. It's like,
yeah.
What? Why is that?
Let me read the wiki on my own, guys.
Right. let's talk about Arizona, not the state.
The fucking iced tea, dude. The
iced tea.
They're fucking, they're the most chill. Fucking drink brand, dude.
Are they?
If you know.
So
first
you said
of all,
that Arizona Iced Tea knows its brand.
Gets into cannabis.
Gets into cannabis. I don't see the relation between the two.
I don't know. Growing up in California, like cracking a Arizona Iced Tea, like the green tea
when
one,
you get high.
Or the Mighty Mango, whatever the mango one that's just pure like
right.
fructose corn syrup.
Sure.
It would because it's a cheap. Tall can
right.
of pure sugar bliss.
Right.
So I grew up smoking blunts and drinking Arizona iced tea or Snapple peach tea mm-hmm. and a lot of clove cigarettes.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. That's just what you do when you're a scum teen. But it's weird. I think also because now they've also realized like how much nostalgia is wrapped up in their brand. Like that
yeah.
that very specific green tea can that has like the cherry
the
blossoms
yellow,
and
yeah.
like the teal.
Or the, light,
yeah,
light
like,
green.
They put that on shoes and fucking, I think it was an Adidas collaboration yeah. and like they had to shut down the collab because so many people were about to mob the store for
wow.
it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like they're putting it on hoodies and be like, oh yeah, dude, Arizona. Look at that. So in a way, it's just like, huh. Maybe we can do a little foray into weed. So they've just basically, there was a deal announced that they're doing a little licensing deal with Dixie Brands, which is a Denver-based producer of like weed vapes, like edibles, drinks, tinctures, and topical creams. And the board still has to approve it, mm-hmm. but it would basically allow Arizona to like buy a $10 million stake in the manufacturer, which would... you know, essentially open up the door because right now this company distributes in like 5 states that have recreational weed. And basically like maybe we'll see that like green tea flavored like vapes
oh.
or like drinks that are like Arizona iced tea HC.
With, yeah, right?
Is like the dry mouth and stuff like that one of the things that they've cured in terms of with the weed?
Not with smoking.
Not with smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah, it still gives you dry mouth.
Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is, man. Ah. Otherwise, you got to crack open a zone.
A zone.
You know what I mean?
A zone.
Yeah. But the thing, yeah, I will say, you know.
In the green tea zone.
You'd hope, again, when we mention all, like, how these huge companies come into it and are like, yeah, we're going to fuck around, too, with that thing that put millions of people of color in prison.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would love to see one of these companies say, guess what? We're doing this, but actually all of our money is going working to something else. Because I feel like that's still the sort of big elephant in the room with yeah. all of this, like, you know, fantastic legalization that's happening mm-hmm. is like they're not actually doing any damage repair to the mm-hmm. countless people who have been like, you had weed.
It's a bunch,
you're in jail forever.
Yeah, and now it's a bunch of suits going, have you guys heard of this marijuana?
Yeah.
It's a big business. You guys remember Zones?
Yeah,
Zonas?
Right.
Zonas? Fucking love them. And then, you know, it's strange because one would hope that they're doing just the thing that you described.
Yeah.
And it's the tricky part where, like, if you ever go to a show or you see something where they say a portion of the proceeds
right,
benefit
right.
charity. Right. What is a portion?
1%.
Right. Exactly. And I hope that happens, but I don't really see it unless somebody purposely goes into it. Maybe you should write to Arizona.
Or I mean, I think, or basically it has happened at a federal level. It's like where it's like, you know what we're going to do? We're legalizing marijuana. And part of that is going to be expunging the records of people who have just had cannabis charges and letting them out of jail. Right. Like, I think that's the least you can do. But I feel like they're
probably...
Is that
being proposed? Like,
I've heard Kamala say stuff that she's down for legalization. I don't know if about the expunging records part, because in California they're doing that. They're like, okay, we're legalizing it and we're trying to help people get
like retroactively.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we'll see. That could end up being someone's policy platform. You'd hope it would be.
This could be big for us.
Yes.
Yeah.
My next question: what do you think about a Snapple Lady streetwear line?
Wow.
Uh huh.
I miss her a lot. Her and the Snackwells ladies.
Yeah.
So cool.
Where are the Snackwells ladies?
I don't know. Let's
funny. I didn't realize as a kid when I saw the Snackwells commercials, I was like, dude, these look fucking delicious. And I remember like my mom, again, immigrant moms hate buying shit that isn't like just, you know, normal staple food to cook. Right. So I'm like, Mom, oh, I really want that Mondo drink thing that's like a janky fucking squeeze it.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely not.
Right.
She's like, you will drink this like old apple juice from concentrate or something.
Yeah.
But anyway, I remember the Snackwells commercial had me fucked up. I'm going and I grab the Devil's Food Snackwells thing because that looked like the most cakey, like delicious thing. Yeah. I'm like, Mom, I want this. She's like, no. And I'm like, I need this. And I started crying and she got it for me. Nice. Cut to me getting to the house. Tastes like absolute shit because I didn't realize it was like a low calorie, sugar free thing. Yeah. I was so, that was like my first instance of being like, the commercial had me all fucked up and I didn't know what I was getting into.
It's snack well, not snack good. That's how they get you.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. Ugh. That is how they get you. Ben, it has been a pleasure having you. Where can people find you, follow you?
Yes, you can. We do a number of shows when I'm not dropping by to hang out with you guys here on Daily Zeitgeist. You can find me at Ridiculous History, some variation of that phrase across the internet, where me and my pal Noel look at all the brilliant, beautiful, disturbing, dare I say ridiculous things over the course of this human civilization, and then a show that applies critical thinking to conspiracy theories, allegations of the paranormal, and more. Also, true crime, investigatory stuff, that is stuff they don't want you to know. Conspiracy stuff on Twitter, conspiracy stuff show on Instagram. You can see me getting kicked out and kicked in to various countries on my own Instagram, named in a burst of creativity, at Ben Bolin.
Wait, you got kicked out of a country?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
well,
is it North Korea?
No, but I kind of got into North Korea. Do we ever talk about this?
No, I don't think we did.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to catch up off mic.
Yeah, well, we'll catch up off mic. But guys, thank you so much for having me. I would love to have you guys on my show at some point.
Yeah,
right?
I'd love to be on.
Would you guys be cool with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's quesadillas, dude.
Are you on a scale of 1 to 10, where are we, joking-wise?
14.
All right.
In seriousness.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Ben, is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
There is a Magic Realism Bot. If you guys heard about that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Okay.
And then there's Not a Wolf, which is blowing up now. It's just...
Not a wolf.
Yeah, it's just...
It's like the all caps thing. Yeah, where it's clearly just a wolf pretending to be a human.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah.
Like, I love wearing clothes and walking with my leg kind of stuff, you know?
Because the handle is at sick of wolves. let's see. What's the last one? At what point in the burrito does my unending anxiety recede? Or is that not what these are for? So they'll build an entire horde tube to get fish from one place to another, but if a wolf theoretically wanted to use a climbing wall just to see what all the fuss is about, they would have no options.
Miles, where can people find you? And what's a tweet you've been enjoying?
Oh, God. I mean, look, you can find me and follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray, or just sobbing in front of Epcot because we don't have time to go. Really bummed about this new development, but maybe we'll have a chance to go to the Holy Land experience.
Yeah,
still holding out for that. A tweet that I like is from Aparna Nancherla at Aparnapkin. It says, I would love to see an added feature to business / restaurant descriptions on Yelp answering, can I cry here?
Great for crying. Good for families? No. Good for crying?
Great for crying. Yes. And sports.
At Elizabeth Hackett tweeted, my favorite part of adulthood is thinking back on being a child and trying to figure out which adults in charge were going through some major shit. And that is a lot of fun. Fun thing to think back on. Fun exercise. You can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what's that going to be today?
This is a new song, I believe. I think it's new. From Kareem Riggins, who is one of my favorite drummers. He's also like a producer. He kind of like occupies this really interesting space in hip hop, and just tremendous beat maker too. But please look up some of his drum solos, because his pocket feel is gnarly and his technique is great. But this track is called Double Trouble from Kareem Riggins on the album Alone Together. That's an old album actually, so this is not new. But it's new to me.
Might as well be new if it's new to you.
New to you.
Right.
What was that joke where, isn't it a cartoon where some guy's in prison? He's like, well, if I haven't seen it, it's new to me. Right. I think it was Charles Manson, maybe, in Family Guy.
It's pretty good.
I don't know. Sorry, my brain works like a fucking malfunctioning hard drive sometimes.
Yes. Well, The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for today. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast, and we'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get, but with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.